Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Way Past Worried. And this is another one of the books has to do with big feelings. We've got a couple. We've got another one after this one. But I feel like they're important to do because feelings are big. And sometimes we don't quite know what to do with them. So it sure helps if we have somebody who can help walk us through it. So we're going to find out what happens to this little boy when he gets worried. And the story was written by Haley Alderman, and it's illustrated by Sandra De La Prada, and it's read today by Mommy, and a secret. Who will reveal himself when he is ready? How's that? Okay, here we go, my friends. Buckle up. My brother Bax wasn't going to Juan's superhero birthday party with me. I felt a little worried. How could I go without my sidekick? Dad said,
"You'll be okay. Take 3 very deep breaths and go get dressed."
I tugged on my favorite costume and it looked too small. Would everyone laugh? Now I was really worried. I headed toward Juan's and I was late. Who else would be there? Would Juan hang out with me? Would I feel left out? I felt way past worried, with my heart thumping and my mind racing and my worry growing. Woof! Ruff! Pickles knocked me down with his muddy paws, and now my costume looked even worse. Ding, ding. Kia and Hooper scootered right past me. Why didn't they stop? "It's party time," they cheered.
Oh, he has gotten knocked down by a big dog, and he has gotten mud on his costume, hasn't he? But I don't know, his cape looks like it might still be okay. It is really hard when things aren't going as planned, right?
What if it was the worst party ever and I walk in late and no one would talk to me? Or else someone would talk to me but I wouldn't know what to say? Or else everyone would laugh at my costume?
Oh no. Those are a lot of big thoughts, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a lot of big thoughts like that? Mm-hmm. You have? Yeah.
When I got to the gate, I saw everyone's costumes looked better than mine, and they were already playing without me. I didn't feel like a superhero. I wanted to go home. But just like Dad said, I took 3 very deep breaths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that helps to kind of remind ourselves, okay, we can do this.
My heart pounded, thump, 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 thump. But I inched forward until everyone was laughing. I knew they weren't laughing at me, but it felt like they were.
In the picture, we can see what they are doing. What are they laughing at? Puppet. Yes, somebody's putting on a puppet show.
I ran off. I didn't know what else to do. I heard Juan ask, "Where's Brock?" And I wanted to call out, "I'm right here, Juan." But my worry was in the way and my words wouldn't come out.
It's really hard, isn't it? Have you ever found that you couldn't say something?
Yeah, sometimes,
Because you have big feelings? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that's totally normal, by the way.
I heard a sound up in the tree and I looked and saw a girl. I heard her take 3 very deep breaths and I asked, "Are you worried too?" And she nodded. "I'm Brock."
"I'm Nellie."
"So why are you worried?"
"I just moved here and I don't know anyone."
I'll sit with you," I said, and Nellie looked like she felt a little better. Do you know what I think?
I think he found someone he could be friends with.
And then a lot of those worries are going to go away because now he's got a buddy. Let's see.
I said, I'll tell you about my friends. Juan's funny and Jin's nice and Skitter makes the best costumes.
I like yours,
Nellie said. Thanks, I like yours too.
You know,
Nellie said,
I don't feel so worried up here.
Yeah, I said, but we can't stay up here forever. I looked at Nellie and I wanted her to meet my friends. And I wanted to say happy birthday to Juan and eat some cake. So I asked, do you like cake, Nellie? And Nellie nodded,
I love it.
But we were still worried. We're not like before. It helped that we talked about being worried. I said, let's be brave.
Like superheroes?
Nellie said, and I nodded, like superheroes.
And we can always come help each other if we feel more worried again, right?
Right, I said. I could feel my mind calming and my worry shrinking. On the count of three, let's swoop in, I told Nellie.
Okay, one, two, three.
And we joined the party, and it was fun.
And you can see all the kids at the party, and they're dancing, and there's music playing, and there's a cake, which looks really yummy.
But best of all, we weren't worried,
he said. And you know what? It's really hard, I feel like, to have those big feelings like that, but it helps to talk about them, especially to someone that you know cares about you. And so when he had a friend who would listen and understand him, it made it so much easier, right? Yeah. Well, you know, you can talk to your mom and your dad about any of those feelings that you have too, right? Because we love you very much. Okay. And that is, ready?
The end. Goodbye.
The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.